Blog Talk Radio.
A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Jordan. I'm your host for the show. Today we were working on some audio clips. That was our new intro that we had created at Fiverr. We still seem to be having a little bit of static with the intro, but still we were pleased with the outcome of the intro. So we'll be working with new things like that off and on, and we have some other things like for our anniversary. We have some anniversary clips from Cookie Monster and also from Little Bear. So we have our puppets going on the program. But today I wanted to let you know that the show is about our new publication, which is entitled A Theory of Cooking 3. Yes, A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio has also released a new cookbook, and that title is, again, A Theory of Cooking 3. So we have three cookbooks so far. My name is Tammy Joyner. You're here at Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking about our new book. And what we've decided to do was to create a book per month. So as the show develops each month, you know, usually before the 15th of the month, we'll have a new publication out. So this particular month, we have we're featuring our last month's edition. So it's called A Theory of Cooking 3. And what the book is written by myself, Tammy Joyner, and Markel Green, who is the co-creator of the show. And the book details different food eateries we like to attend to, and also different food items that we love to enjoy. And we wanted to do this as a collage because it's a timeline over the years of what we enjoyed. And we have more foods than just what appears, but we also enjoy what we've done over the years. So we thought it was nice to put together a compiler, or, you know, some type of collage or a scrapbook or just a publication with illustrations to let us remind us of what we've done in the past and how much the past really means to us, and also how much the future means, and also the present. So the book is available at blurb.com. It's also available at amazon.com. And you can search the title, or you can search my name or Markel's name, and you will yield the book at that point. Okay, so I'm reading the captions here, and basically it is the book formulated, and then in the back it tells you a lot. So it says the book is a collage of food that our family really loves. And fun can happen with your family all year round. No matter what the occasion, food is always, you know, involved. And whenever you have food involved, you can always invite your teens, your toddlers, your big little kids, your grown kids. Everyone can be invited into the kitchen to do some, you know, work in the kitchen and have a lot of fun while, you know, you take the time to cook. Some of us get so pulled into our recipes and, you know, what we have to send out to the others, that sometimes we forget to include our families, which is one of the biggest mistakes we could ever make, not including the family in what to cook and, you know, how to cook and learning the recipes to cook. So this book seems like a picture book that reminds us of our times together and of our times apart. The book brings illustrations and timelines of cooking theories through our snacks and our eateries. So you might see some things in the book like that we go out a lot, or you might see things in the book that look like we stay home a lot. But whatever we do, these are our favorite things. So if you're bonding with your teen or bonding with your parent, you know, letting them know that, you know, special cookies, you know, like we featured on our front page, it's possible, you know, one of our special treats that we have and we enjoy while we play video games or watch television, or while we just, like, you know, go for, you know, a family trip or something, and, you know, we get things that we like. So we wanted to bring that to your attention, that this is a platform for communication, and this is one of the books in our series that we do appreciate. And if there's a three, there'll be a four. And we still haven't made the biggest dinner that we promised on one of the shows because of our time away apart, as far as, you know, living in separate homes, because we are, you know, a family that decided to, you know, do the show and continue to bond with our children, whether we are in or out of the home with our kids. And so these things have made our lives special together, and we wanted you to possibly, you know, get involved if you could. So at the blurb, there's a free preview, about 15 pages, and then the book celebrates our development as well. You may see candies. You may see a lot of things that you think that are bought just in one day to snack, but sometimes these are collages in timelines over the years what we have enjoyed together. So don't forget to dig back into, you know, when they were 10, 9, and 8, and remember when they were 12, 13, and 14, and 15, and 16, and 17, so you'll know what to put, you know, in your book, because it's a, you know, it's a timeline, like, you know, for that, like they do on Facebook. So we do a lot of collecting that way. It also offers book pictures of Raquel's 18th birthday candle. Some things, these keepsakes are very important when you're doing snapshots around. If you're not going to keep everything, then sometimes it's good to have a picture just to remind them of that particular occasion, milestone occasion. And so we have ideas for, you know, cake designs, and we have a picture there, a couple pictures, a couple pages actually, of our milestone events. So we hope that you're keeping and collecting up with your milestone events. It also offers information about a 4th of July celebration. It's an American holiday, and, you know, a lot of people like to celebrate. We, too, like to include things for our celebration, national holidays. So, and we found a few holidays, too, Burger Day and Ice Cream Day, so we have a few of those things depicted as well. Our local eateries, like McDonald's, we do enjoy things like their cones, and we enjoy their apple pies here, and all that is featured in the book. We also have some things from New York as we travel and we learn separate, and we come back and we talk to each other about our days and our events through the computer, and also, you know, communicating, you know, face-to-face. We learn other items, food items that we like to eat. And so in New York, they had some Nutella and spread, chocolate spread. So we had samples of those at Grand Central Station, so I thought that would be nice to include. Then they have the Rockefeller a little promenade where you can at the waterfall. So we thought that would be a good, interesting place to put down. And even though it looks very ritzy, it's an outdoor store, and you can eat anything from just a, you know, regular cookie and a soda at that wonderful, awesome, tranquil place there. So we also found some, I guess, Gouda cheese and fig jam, you know, at the market at Grand Central Station. So those were the samplers that we also did appreciate. And my son and I, we love deviled eggs, so we included that. And we love cheesecake, so we included that. Even nothing is forgotten, nothing is taken for granted. Even our rose, that is a pink rose, that is a piece of chocolate, we wanted to include that particular picture there because it's a part of our Reverb page. So everything is, like, connective, and while we work at the computers and we, you know, work at school and we get together to compile different books and things, we remember our past through collecting these particular timelines. So the book further keeps the record of timelines telling special tales of our lives. So that's, like, interesting, putting things together like that with your team. And hopefully when we get a little bit stronger, we'll be able to bring these things to you in our lecture service. So we also have listed in the front, like, the first two cookbooks, which was A Theory of Cooking, and that was with the cupcakes and the chocolate cherries on the top. And then we have the second edition of Theory of Cooking 2, which was our anniversary cake, which was, you know, it says A Theory of Parenting, Blog Talk Radio, 2 years. So we enjoyed that. So this is like the third edition, too. So we thought that it would be great to, you know, include all of those books so we can continue to collage the books as we continue to create. So my name is Tammy, joining you here at A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio, and we're telling you about our new book, A Theory of Cooking 3, and it's featured on the front with some cookies. We all love cupcakes, but we also eat cookies a lot, too, so we put some of those on the front page, and we are delighted with the way that the book blends right into our Wix page, and which we also feature books there, and also it blends into our Just a Pinch page, which also features, a nostalgic American value on diners and home-cooked food with the check patterns like they use with certain cooks and different people that work in food service have to wear some of these traditional look. So we thought that in development of our book that we would do something like that as well, and I have a very traditional value to it. So, but inside we have a lot of signature ideas. There was a Sprite campaign where they asked different celebrities to sign the can, so we have that available in the book. We took pictures of those, even if we didn't collect them all around. And we also have Carl Langerfeld, the Coca-Cola bottle editions that they did. And we have Classic Coke. And then we have some of the wonderful things that we've enjoyed over the years at McDonald's. Some of those mango ices and, shaved ice. And then some of those latte type deals that they have there. So we really enjoyed doing the book. We wanted to let people know that we eat fruit, plenty of it, and we have we like certain breakfast items like maybe you can, if you're the first time cooking dinner or lunch or breakfast for your parents, we have a lot of things that children can do for themselves, like the pre-made French toast sticks, and if you just nuke them a few minutes in the microwave, you can go right to your parents and ask them, can you cook? Because you just nuke it a few, monitor, or, if you're old enough, you have to have a monitor with you. If you're old enough to do it, you don't need a monitor. But, those are some pretty tasty French toast sticks there from Aldi. And so we had a lot of fun putting this particular item together. And my son, when he saw it, he said, don't forget to put the curly fries, because I really enjoyed the curly fries. And one of the things I wanted to say that I enjoyed was the McDonald's apple pie. So we enjoyed those two items, and there's so much more to see, and there's so much more going on with the other shows in development. You'll find this to be, a reasonable, good deal, and, just an awesome find. And if you're creating with your family, this too will, kind of like lure you into, the bonding, type availability that it offers, because it keeps you thinking, wondering, and collecting and watching your children, and it keeps them watching you. So that's our time for this particular show. I did want to announce that we did have, next time we'll have updates. We're working on some more material, and we're working on several other shows, and we have some good things to offer. So we hope that, you'll come back next time. That's our show. Until next time.